Okay. Education, Mato. Mato is called education in Toa. Mato means taken from the Spanish word maestro, and only Mato in Toa, and it refers to teaching. Of a hopa. Hopa is teaching. Hopa is to learn. Uhupaye, when somebody says uhupaye, it means he or she taught me. Uhupaye. Question is, hankalopa, did you learn? Hankalopa, did you learn? That's the question. Answer would be unvaihtelopa. Unaha ho'o, what did you learn? Unaha ho'o, matanoe, ho'o. Topa ho'o. The topapa means I learned how to write. I am writing. Topa ho'o. Te tō papa. You have to use English words for reading because we have no word for reading in Toa. Except to say that the no pinyin is a substitute for reading. The no pinyin, which also means I am learning. The no pinyin, I am reading. Hina ba no pinyin, teach me. Hina ba no pinyin, please teach me. Ne the lope togogyo, the generation that I grew up with, say, the lape togogyo. Lape is a Spanish word meaning pencil. And it is, in Toa, it means the lape togogyo. I am writing in pencil. Nopinya nka mato. Those are important words. Nopinya to learn. Mato to teach. Umato omba, I was taught. Umato omba. That's academic education. But it could also mean that you are learning, that you are learning. Somebody's teaching you something, whether it's in or out of the classroom, whether it's in the Indian manner of teaching or in the academic way of teaching. All those refer to learning. Mato is used for teaching tradition, Indian tradition to another. Mato. Hupayatha would be another. Dahupae. Dadashi'e. Dashi means to listen. Dadashi'e. Dahupae. Keep learning. Practice learning. Dahupae. You keep learning. No. Ni ekia hilopa on my own home. How can we learn? No, that tum sa da ku he no se da tum sa da he no le he no se da tum sa da ku da ho means that if you keep repeating the words, then we can learn. If one keeps repeating the words, then one can learn. He no se tum sa on da ku ho. He no se tum sa, if one keeps repeating undak wihe one will learn. Undak wihe one will learn. So this is all academic or informal teaching. There are many ways that Indian people learn. There are other ways that teaching goes on without verbal communication. If you watch somebody making something and just stand as an observer, you are taking in the technique of whatever is being observed for teaching purposes. Belapaya hindi no piyang means making bread. Some learn how to make bread. Wong belapaya piki, making piki. Wong belaha baking wombela, which is known as piki in Hopi. Hopi called that thin paper, thin bread, piki. And the Toas call that same type of bread wombela, which translated means the real bread. Wom means real. Bela is bread. Wom meaning that it's authentic bread. Jin bela is authentic bread too, but then jin is grass. Jin bela, grass bread. Because wheat is a grass plant. They call it jin bela. Jin bela paya. Jin bela wohole means dough made from wheat flour. Jin bela wohole. Wohole is dough. Jimbela means wheat bread. Jimbela wohole, wohole being dough. Wombela wohole, wombela pu. Wombela pu is the mixture that makes piki bread. Wombela pu. And that goes for girls learning how to make bread by exposure. They are exposed, and usually they take leftover dough and give it to the young girls to practice on, to practice making types of breads that are baked in the home. Hopa, no minya, paya. Paya is making. Hunuto paya. Hunuto means things. Hunuto paya. Paya means making. Hunuto paya, making of things. Hunuto paya e nopin. Hunuto paya e nopin. We know how to make things. E nopin means that we know how, that we are experts. Learning is very interesting, and learning goes on every day with people, whether they are young or old. No to no pinya. No to no pinya. No to is book. No pinya is learning. No to no pinya. Book. Excuse me. So education is a process that could either mean a learning process or a teaching process or doing something. Unchine mato mama tato. Unchine mato mama tato. Un means Psalm. Some are going to school somewhere. Some are going to school somewhere. Eto no piyai mu. Eto le mu no piyai. Eto means different. Eto, different ways. Different ways. No piyai mu. Different ways of learning. They have different ways of learning. Eto. Eto no piyai mu. Eto no piyai mu. When you say piwa, it means different. Piwa. Eto means how. Different ways. Eto no piyai mu. Iwa eto no piyai mu. Ini no piya, he shall we no piya. Some read slowly. He shall we no piya. Some read slowly. Cha antai no piya. Some read fast. He shall we means slow. Means some or other. Some read slowly. Pung he shaw we no pi. Pung ha anta e no pi. Anta means faster. Pung anta e no pi. Some read fast. Pung he kwi we to le ho. Pung he kwi we to le ho. Kwi we means short time, in a short time, or some learn right away. Some learn fast. Some learn right away. Some do not learn very fast, or it takes longer for some to learn. Unda hanchato e muho. Unda means not. Unda ante muho. Some do not read fast. Unda hanchato e muho. Some do not learn right away. He hancho also means just a short time ago. He hancho or earlier. Hancho means earlier. He hancho ngata waleba means he passed by here very shortly or just a short time ago. He hancho ngo waleba. He passed by a very short time ago. Waleba means to pass by. Hancho means shortly. He hancho waleba. This is the way we learn in the Indian method. It's not really an Indian method, it's everybody's method, but this is the way Indians say about learning in Toa. Toa people. Eya ha'o latun no piya le namu. Akwe he learning ka. Learning how academic of learning how or teaching. He te'a. You want to stop it and listen to it and see if it's.